Thank you very much, and many thanks to all those who contributed to the high-level panel discussions. It is, of course, impossible to capture all what was said, but perhaps I can try to summarize some of the key messages which stay with me from this discussion. First of all, we are coming from the leave no one behind agenda. We come from the WASH as a human right. And this has been our incoming agenda and the headline for much of the work of the protocol over the last few years. But what has happened over the last 3 years with the COVID first, and then the acceleration of awareness of climate change, has brought up to a different level. So what I heard from each and every one of those who have spoken is that we are in a very different place with the WASH agenda compared to where we were 3 or 5 years ago. So this has been a leapfrog, and it is an important leapfrog that even if it comes from two tragedies, the ongoing climate crisis and the COVID pandemic, must be seen as an unprecedented opportunity for the WASH agenda to make it at the top of the political agenda. So from the COVID, the first panel, the COVID experience has taught us that hand hygiene is so crucial. When there was no vaccine, there was nothing else except keeping people locked at home. This was the only first measure that we were available. And this has exposed how much we are having gaps into that. Gaps in access, gaps in the availability of basic services where they are most needed. So this has been a shift in the political attention to that. The second thing, still from the COVID experience, has been the innovation potential. How many of you have been speaking of environmental surveillance, and how much this is a huge legacy that we can apply also to strengthen our resilience to the risk of a future pandemic, because we don't know if they will happen. We just don't know when they will happen. And this is why this has been so important. And then when it comes to looking at the climate crisis, well, the last few years have been an eye-opener for the European region in particular, because we have realized that too much water and no water are the two extremes that are affecting us, but they are affecting us and our countries here and now. It is not just a problem of small islands somewhere far away. It is not just a problem of international cooperation. It is a domestic problem of Europe. And certainly from this point of view, the fact that the protocol is here, that the protocol has been engaged in developing so many of these, of the tools and the instruments that we need, should make this instrument a core tool and a core element of the political response of this region to address the crisis of pandemics and climate change using the WASH agenda. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.